Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So the DA in L.A. was just asked a really, really good question.
Yep.
A reporter said, how much consideration do you give to the wishes of the family regarding if you get a conviction, life in prison, or the death penalty?
It's the state bringing the charges. It's a crime against everyone. Do you take into consideration what the family wants? And he's essentially said yes.
Yes. He said yes. Story here from KUSA in Denver. Colorado investigators say they have new evidence in the JonBenet Ramsey case, 29 years after the fact.
My God, she'd be 36, 37?
She was 6 when she died. She'd be 35, 35 years old.
God.
The 1996 murder of the child beauty queen in her childhood home has captivated the public for decades. In their yearly update on the case, they give a yearly update.
Right around the holidays. I hate to say it, but it was Christmas Eve.
I believe it was Christmas Eve.
To Christmas Day, she was murdered.
Boulder police say they have collected and tested new evidence. However, they did not release any information about this new evidence. Police say they have conducted several new interviews based on tips. They have also re-interviewed some people tied to the investigation.
One of the things I read today in that case was that they have interviewed 2,100 people recently.
How would a six-year-old or even that family know 2,000
people? They have to follow up. Like someone calls in and says, I know this weirdo in prison that was yammering about it. You know, that kind of thing.
Or anybody who walked by that day or drove by that day. What did you see?
That crime scene was trampled on by no fewer than a million people. That's why they cannot solve this case. Even the unidentified, unknown male DNA found on her body could be anyone because so many people handled that crime scene. You remember they allowed him to run upstairs with her in a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
She was moved. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Neighbors came over. Friends came over.
JonBenet Ramsey's father, John Ramsey, is speaking out after, quote, new evidence has been identified in his daughter's cold case.
Why can't they plug that thing into a DNA database, spit out who it is, and let's be done?
Well, there may be two reasons why they can't. Number one, somebody related to him has not done...
Highly unlikely.
Or he's never been arrested for anything else. I mean,
it could be a third cousin that did 23andMe. It's highly unlikely anyone listening does not have a single relative on their entire family tree that has not done one of those tests. Think about it.
Sam, have you?
Not your immediate family.
I have not.
But is anybody in your family, have they done it?
Not that I know of.
Keep in mind, when I log on, this is why it doesn't matter, Sam. I get these little updates every once in a while. You have new relatives from 23andMe. No, what you have is new people you've never heard of in another part of the country that share like 1/40th of your DNA, which is why it's impossible for everyone listening to not be tied up into that system. It's people you don't even know. If you say, well, my mom and dad's never done it, or my sibling's never done it, it doesn't matter. If you have one nephew third cousin twice removed that's done it, you're in there.
But here's the crazy thing about 23andMe, and I was on it, I think I mentioned this to you on the air about a year ago. I had logged back into my profile,
yeah,
right? And I'm looking around, and there's all these people that, you know, are like third cousins, fourth cousins, whatever. Not one second cousin was listed. And they would show you in the United States,
right,
little dots on the map where everybody is.
Yeah.
Even in Ireland and England, right, where my family is from. Not one person had the last name McDade, and not one person had the last name Parks.
Nope.
Why?
Because when you start going down that line and people marry and marry and marry and marry, the Parksness gets watered down.
Well, I understand, but I mean, my mom's dad, whom she never met, he had other children, mm-hmm, who, ironically, even though my mom was born in the upper Northeast, he ended up, her biological father died in Missouri, where he had other children.
Has she met any of her other half-siblings?
I think she's had contact,
yeah,
with a couple of them, I believe. But I don't think she's ever met any of them. And we didn't find out about him until my mom was well into her 40s.
Did they have enough of a DNA sample in the JonBenet Ramsey case to even run it in that system?
Can you not replicate it now, Sam? I'm asking. If you just have the tiniest, tiniest shred, can they not somehow make a genetic copy of that so you have more to test?
That's above my pay grade.
Assuming it was preserved in like a laboratory level preservation technique.
That investigation was such a dumpster fire.
Considering it was trampled over the crime scene, I would assume that, you know, that this probably was similar to the Karen Reed trial where they were getting evidence in a red Solo cup.
I will tell you this. you know, they were in that house. Look this up. How long was everyone trampling all over that house?
Several hours, was it not?
With her body in the house before they ever found her body. It was like 8 hours or 6 hours or something. People were coming in and out. We can't find her. We think she's been kidnapped. And the entire time she's down in that sprawling house's basement.
And I do believe they need a certain level of match to begin questioning people. It can't be like, well, you know, we've got this one finite sample that gives us this much of the sequencing, and
they
it
have
compares
to, back it up
to this person, you know, 0.5%. They can't just go after everybody that has that same 0.5%.
So JonBenet Ramsey was dead for 7 to 15 hours.
In that house.
In that basement before her body was found.
Yep. And Sam, all they need is that shred. And then once you find the shred, you work backwards, okay? And you figure out, all right, who in this tree lived or worked in Colorado that year? You take out all the females, assuming it wasn't a woman that killed her. Take out all the females.
There was no sexual assault.
Oh, yes, there was.
Oh, there was?
Oh, yes, there was.
I thought she was just strangled and beaten over the head.
The documentary that they released a year ago on this,
uh-huh,
changed my entire opinion about the case. I was so sure.
So she was sexually assaulted.
I was so sure it was someone in the house. Ugh. Now, I am certain Patsy Ramsey wrote that bizarre rambling note that would have taken 26 minutes to write, mm-hmm, in, mm-hmm, the kitchen with their kitchen paper and their own kitchen. I think she wrote the note. I don't know why. I do not think she or John had anything to do with the death because of what was done to that child.
Well, hang on to that thought. That's an interesting thought. Hang on to that. 913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.